The Cathedral of Saints Florido e Amancio. The cathedral stands in the heart of the medieval city. It is dedicated to the saints Florido e Amancio, who rebuilt the city after the destruction by the Goths in the 6th century. A primitive cathedral dedicated to San Lorenzo was built where, according to tradition, stood the temple built by Pliny the Younger, dedicated to the goddess Felicitas, goddess of happiness. The cylindrical bell tower is characteristic of the cathedral. It was built in several stages between the 11th and the 14th century. Its particular shape was inspired by the 6th century bell towers of Ravenna. In the 11th century, the cathedral was extended and rededicated to San Florido. In the 14th century, when the town hall was constructed, the cathedral was renovated. In a portal on the side facade, with branches of vines framing sacred scenes and cherubs, you can see the figures of justice and mercy, suggesting man's need to reconcile these human virtues with those of the sacred word. Above the portal is a copy of Vincenzo Borboni's 1837 Madonna with Child and Saints. The original is kept in the sacristy. The main unfinished facade of the church was designed and built in the 1730s by Francesco Ignazio Lazzari. It bears the coats of arms of the wealthy Vitelli e Passerini families, financiers in the 16th and 17th centuries. Inside, it retains its Renaissance structure, which was completed and rededicated in 1540 after the 1458 earthquake. It has a basilica plan with a single hall on which side chapels are grafted. From documents of the period, we know that Florentine and Lombard workers were active on the scaffolding. During the late 15th and early 16th centuries, several important works were carried out. The Christ in Glory, Rosso Fiorentino 1528, now in the Duomo Museum, and the Conversion of St. Paul fresco, Niccolò Circignani, done in the 1670s, is the first chapel on the left. And the two choirs in the transept, commissioned in 1559 to the sculptor Berto Alberti from Biturgia. The fine 34-stall choir with mirrors representing Old and New Testament stories is also by Alberti's workshop. These were made from drawings by Raphael's collaborators. These chapels also preserve valuable 17th-century wooden and stucco altars by Giovan Battista Bacchetti, lo Squarzino, and by Bernardino Gagliardi. The coffered ceiling shows San Florido in glory and two angels, and was made by Giacomo Illuminati at the end of the 17th century. Along the right wall opens the Capelloni Chapel with a central plan designed by Nicola Barbioni. He also designed the first dome of the cathedral, which collapsed in the 1789 earthquake. All that remains of this dome are the pendentives with the four evangelists, Ludovico Mazzanti, 1751. After the rebuilding by Tomasi Catrani, 1790-95, frescoes by Tomasi Conca, 1797-98, were executed, celebrating divine mercy and the spirituality of the saints. The frescoes in the apse were painted by the Roman Marco Benefial, 1747-49. They show San Florido reconstructing the city, San Crescenziano defeating the dragon, and San Florido and the miracle of Pantalla. Near the organ, 1842, a staircase leads to the lower cathedral or crypt. The bodies of San Florido and San Amancio lie here, together with 3rd century relics of San Crescenziano. The crypt is also accessible from outside the side wall.